definition of Moed or meets. A Moed meeting place. Oil Moed, a place where people come together. Moed and Zman, we meet for the Rabbeinu Shalalem. It's always a pleasure to be able to come together. Chol Moed. It's really an annual or biannual feature to speak Chol Moed. For those that are here, for those that are listening from far, now or later, I'd like to focus on the beginning of today's Kriya. Pesach is different than Sukkot. Sukkot we just learn Korbonos. Pesach, every day we take a different parasha in the Torah, relevant to Yom Tovim. First day Pesach was Kadosh Gviacho. Today's in Kesef Talvez Ami. And at the end of Kesef Talvez Ami is the parasha of Moedim. Tomorrow is a similar type of parasha in Kisiso. Erev Yom Tov is Pesach Sheni. Four parashas in the Torah. We start off with the pasuk Vim Kesef Talvez Ami. So I'd like to focus on two nekudas in that parasha, in that pasuk Vim Kesef Talvez Ami, which is relevant to the limudim of Pesach. Hagam Beik the kriyas of the line is in the third aliyah. The pasuk says in Kesef Talvez Ami, it's only imach. We know that one of the yisaidas of Pesach is the yisaid of Ashgocha Protis, Emunin Ashgocha. The Rebbeinu Shem runs the world. The Rebbeinu Shem is capable of doing anything that he can do, anything that he wants to do. There's nothing which is beyond the Rebbeinu Shem to do. There's no matzah that's lost. We've learnt, we've seen, especially in the last few months, what happened to Erev Yom Tov. Used to be b'chol de over day. Hank came as on b'chol shol v'shoyim de meleinu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu matzleinu miyodom. But there's an area of Ashgocha Protis which is negeya b'emes in day to day life, interpersonal relationship with other people. The Moshe L'chinuch says, there's a mitzvah, there's a lav in the Torah, really seeking not to take revenge. To be mavel midos of zamedik midah. Someone cheppers you, you don't react. It's not an easy midah. The chinuch. Paras Kedoshim says, that what's the shodish? How can a person work on himself not to react when someone cheppers him verbally, physically? He thinks it takes away his panosa. So the chinuch says, if a person would only realize that everything that happens is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's nothing that doesn't happen that's not is gestalt von Himmel, that the Rabbeinu Shalom hasn't sorted out. And the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it to happen. So if a person realizes, just imagine, someone delivers a letter, and the postman knows exactly what's inside the letter. You haven't got time for the postman. He's just the messenger to deliver it. Who in the Sibus also based himself on David HaMelech, Hashem Omri Kaleil. In Kesef Talvez Ami, there's a Gemara in Babasra, Davyut, that the Gemara says, Shol Tumas Rupas HaRosha Sibakiva. Tunasopas Rosha asked Rabbi Kiva Ashaila. When the guy was chepering Klal Yisrael, they were asking, Damulagari Shoim, didn't stand chepers, and got a tifa, a Pepsi, we want to call it, he said, it's a gash, go for the gash Ashaila. Imele keichem oev aniyim. The Benjamin wants us to look after the aniyim. Hashem oev is aniyim. Mit neyenem afansam. So why doesn't the Benjamin look after himself? Why doesn't the Benjamin give him panosa? Does the Rabbeinu want the only to have? The Rabbeinu has got no shortage of funds to give them. can spread over the funds equally. I've got too much, he's got too little, spread it out equally. The Rebbeinu has got enough that everyone should have a lot as well. Elamai, the Rebbeinu's got a chayim on the end, I shouldn't have. So, who says I'm allowed even to give? That's l'chid, I'm the kaptum and sub, is a Im le kechem oev anim lo meinu mefahansom. Oma leisi said him, kidei shenitzim onim medini shal gehenem. Tztoke tatzel mimovis. Tztoke is a clear. Chesed makes a person worthy, a recipient of ches, of shefa from brocha from Rebbeinu Shlomo. Parti besorgen achinuch, on takim kesed tal visami. Nitzel onim medini shal gehenem. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants that the other person should have less than he needs, and I should help him out. It's a type for me. The Rebbeinu Shem is Masada. I should have a bit more, and he should have a bit less. Rechaim HaKodesh teaches as im kesef talveh es ami. There's a psik between im kesef and talveh. I'll tell you know that. Im kesef, if you have extra money, this is not for yourself. Talveh ami to lend it out. Es ha'oni imach. It's the oni's money. Likpadich. The oni's money is in your possession. You're the giver, you're the treasurer, in order to see that only should have. Why doesn't the Rebbeinu give him straight? Because the Rebbeinu wants to be mezakim with mitzvah toker. Why is it me to him, not him to me? It's not him to cheshbeinus. So the whole mitzvah of halvor in Keset Avama is based about this ashgocha. And there's ashgocha via the kleine kind of panosa. But the Rebbeinu Shem is sometimes masada things in such a way that I should be able to help him out. I mean, he wants to Chaim Shmulevit, I think it was the last word I heard from him before I left yeshiva. So he said, it's chesed tazei, if an oni comes to you and you don't give him, so besides not giving him to talk, come to us, a light of God nicht. The only reason why he hasn't got the money is that you should be able to give him. So come to this, besides you not giving stock, you're causing him to suffer for nothing. Oh, it's based on the Yisrael of Nemunah and Ashgocha. Everything else is gestalt. So the Chinuch says, why is that? So the Chinuch says, Tamredi ki Yisod. And it brings us on to the second, the Kud of Ein Chesed, which is one of the Shoshim of Pesach. The Chinuch says, Ta Yisod Azay. The Rebbeinu wants to be Meitiv. Ritzainu lehetiv. Others quoted from Shpendik, a song of Shtesh and the Chinuch Mitzvah Samavov in Kesef Tavis Ami. The Rebbeinu wants to be mated. The Rebbeinu created a Bria to be mated. But the Rebbeinu has got an hogya, chalois ha-toiva ala toiva in leib ha-peichet, the Lashon HaChinuch. That toiva should take effect is only if someone's got to be a kli kibul, if someone's got this mitzvah ha-tova. If someone is a kind type of person, then the hashpah, the chef of the Rebbeinu Shem can be chal on him. Chalois ha-toiva ala toiva in leib ha-peichet. So if the Rebbeinu Shem wants to be mated, what does the Rebbeinu Shem do? So the Rebbeinu Shem could say, all right, you work on yourself to become a good night-time person. But the Rebbeinu Shem is a mated and does much more than that. The Rebbeinu Shem gives us mitzvahs that the mitzvahs help us become tithe. So in other words, like this, the Rebbeinu Shem wants to be mated. We have to be tithe. So the Rebbeinu Shem gives us certain mitzvahs that through these mitzvahs we get a late tithe. And if we get a late tithe, then the Rebbeinu Shem can be mashpia. Zot the Chinuch, where did I get this whole idea from? From this Gemara. Siddur Mol, when Rishoyim shepherd or asked because of Shailas to the Amirun, there was some Matcha Bekash. So the Chinuch says, Zeu ma Shaheshev HaChochem to Tumas Rosha, that the Rebbeinu Shem especially made as a Matzev, I've got more and he's got less, in order that I should be able to give Chesed. Or will Lefizah giving tzedakah is not just good enough to give tzedakah. It has to be with the answer late, Nedivus Halev. With the Nedivus Halev, then I become a roy to be a clay kibble, to become the shefa from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Ese'on imach, Rashi adds a word, some Rashi says in brackets, have a mistakel b'atzmach ha'kolata ha'oni. Put yourself into his shoes. Just imagine you on the other side. Someone comes knocking on your door, needs something. Just imagine if you'd need something, you'd be knocking on his door. How would you like that? What his reaction should be towards you? As the only imach, avada, we learn from the halacha on the imach, we learn that on the echokekim, etc. Aber Rashi says, "Bistakel ba'atzmuch klata," only put yourself into his position. Because it's not just a question of giving or not giving, it's a question of feeling for someone else and living with someone else. It's a famous Pesach Dika Maisa, Beis Halevi. Someone came to Beis Halevi with a shaila. A lot of shaila for a Pesach. It's a lot in Kiddush that you haven't got wine, but you can't drink wine, you can be able to be there with Chamal Medina. So it was a lot of shaila to Dalekos, and we're going into the Loch of Dika Shaila now. Dalekos, can you be able to be Chamal Medina? You haven't got wine. Can you use Chamal Medina? His shayla was about being yotze with milk. What was Chamal Medina? So Beis Halevi went into his drawer and took up 25 ruble, gave the person money. The Rebbe said to buy wine is not 25 ruble. So Beis Halevi chamach the cheshbon hazeh. If he's going to be yotze, if he wants to be yotze dal kosher with milk, all four cases. If he's going to have meat during the suda, and he's not going to be able to drink the milk afterwards. So Elamai, he's got no meat for the Suda. If he's got no meat for the Suda from Leil Seder, Zich hasn't got for the rest of Yontif. And if he hasn't got meat for the rest of Yontif, Zich hasn't got shoes for the wife, and clothes for the wife and children, so give him $25. $25 ruble. Imagine Bash Bahar. Doesn't say noisin or masculine. Understand someone else. He might not even know himself. What's for Nebuch is, or he can't express it. Masculine dog. This is Bemis, one of the Nekudas of Pesach. We start off straight away at the Seder called Dichvan Yesa Vayechel. And then we say the Shana Bo. Gedoyle Tztoke Makarevis Sagula. Tztoke is the thing, if you want to take it much further back. Then shot the whole in the Golas Gwin Pirud, etc. Just wrote a whole Maimon and Kalatoving them just now, but without going to that Arichas. But let's focus on the perhaps a slightly different Chelik. Klal Yisrael weren't just released from Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were made an Am Nivcha and an Umba. Adas B'nei Yisrael. Dabei Adas B'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not just another nation. The 70 nations of the Klal Yisrael. That musig of Klal Yisrael have got a feeling of one another, that we're one. That's only about Klal Yisrael. Tom Dvoyez Nusach is Nishmas Yisrael Klulus Yachat. Our Neshomas are bound together. That's why there's a din of Arbus, there's Hashim Nalochas based on that. There's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says that a goy is a musig of Achzorius. A goy is an achsa. Adab, if you see a yid as an achsa, yesh loch shul yichus, you have to check on his yichus. Favos. I once heard of Shad, I think it's been Malbim somewhere, that the word achzor can be split up into two achzor. I'm for myself and everyone's a stranger. So I shak so much, but that's right, I've got nothing to do with him. Klal Yisrael, the Rambam carries on as follows. Klal Yisrael, v'chol al nivu mani ka'achim heim. Bimlo Yirachim ho achal achmi Yirachim olov. Klal Yisrael is an achim. That's the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. We feel for one another. Moshe Rabbeinu went out. He wanted to see what was going on. I'm not just indifferent to someone else. Vayetzei lechov. He was in the palace. B'chvoydish of Malchus. He went out. Vayetzei lechov. Klal Yisrael achim. Klal Yisrael. So Ram Yisrael Lashon Pei Yud Matnas Anim. Yisrael v'chol aniv v'mlein ka'achim heim. V'mlo yirachim v'achol av, mirachim olav. If one brother doesn't have compassion and feeling for someone else, mirachim olav. So the musig of Klal Yisrael is this inifun av of a raised achva. And that was nischad shemachon teide. And Santa Shtikl, as the Rishonim, there's a posuk in Pasha's Boy, Possum Pasha's Boy, Ishmael Re'eu. Ishmael Re'eu, we know Re'eu is Afruka Goy. Goy is not part of Re'eu. So Rabbein Abachai says this was still Kodem Matan Torah. The Ach Matan Torah, then it's Taka. There's Re'eu, there's an Ach. Abba V'ach V'shom V'reus. So Matan Torah, so Yitzis Mitzrayim created an Ummah. Klal Yisrael, that the whole definition of the Ummah is that we are Achim. Reim, Abba V'ach V'shom V'reus. At the time, by Yisham Legoi, so the Balagoda says, Mitzionim Sham. So Ritva brings up Shat, what's up, Mitzionim Sham? Gather together one place in order they can help one another. Nesme is Hashem, is book that they can help one another. Zot Favos, the Pirud Sibus Agolus. Pirud was the thing that Chetam Chis Yosef created, Pirud. That because of that went into Golas. So Klal Yisrael had to be Masakan that Shredish. Klal Yisrael, or the way we're explaining it now, Klal Yisrael had to start training themselves to become this Am. This Ummah, which is Miyuchad, a feeling for one another. It's in Santa Ramban and Kiseitse. Not much up to date, even where Dafti Aim is up to properly, but somewhere to the end of Azor, beginning with Nezhach. Erech Hazeh. I think Shvisha Pesach says Neshech, I think. Ribbis, which perhaps comes into this parasha as well, is Sila Kenosha. Shteit HaPosuk, in Parash Kiseitze, when we talk about Ribbis, in Parash Kiseitze, Shteit, so to emphasize the infant ach. So the Ramban says, it's involved in the middle of Pasha, in that parasha. But what's the Issa Ribbis? I'm allowed to rent out things and charge for it. Whether it's a house, whether it's a car, whatever it is. But money, I can't take money for lending out money. It's a Ribbis. A Chomodik Avera Ribbis. So it's a complicated halacha, but it's a chom de kaveda. The Torah says infant achva. Als mitzvah achva, you're allowed to do a favor for someone else without getting anything back for it. Again, I'm not going to the shine now why this will take acid, another rental, the Torah was matir. But upon him, the get of ribbis is, it enroaches, it's a stereo to infant achva. That we bow this in for Achvos by Goyla Noshitashi. With Klal Yisrael, since we're Achim, we go overboard. We do things to help other people. Pesach is Takim Yuchad for this Inyan. Shchonosh take the Inyan from Mois Chitim, Kimcha the Pischa, every Yontif, the Bochim with Timcha Shabbos, people, every the whole time we're helping others. But Pesach is more Miyuchad. Because it's a chedik of the yontif of Pesach to be, first of all, that through tztokah to be makar of the geula. But second of all, that creates a bond, that creates the feeling of klal yisrael that we're living together, we're feeling for each other. I don't live in my own ivory tower and then whatever what goes on and someone else doesn't care. I don't care about. Faket. Vayetze lechov. Interessante Sache. Moshe and Aaron were the two shluchim of the Geula. Apostlin Shiashirim, Lein Tamoy Mitzashem. Steht at the beginning of chapter Dalit, Shiashirim. Capital Dal, Capital Zain. Shnei Shodayich, Shnei Ochorim Toimit Tzviya. It's referring to Chazal, it's referring to Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron were twins. There's a few years gap in between them. But all one. Toimit Tzviya. So Rashi says, Shkulim hei. Shkulim. It's based on Rashi in Ba'ira. Hu Moshe V'Aron Aron Moshe. So what's Pshat Shkulim hei? Moshe Rabbeinu is Adon Kol HaNaviim. No one can be a Kombinovic. There was no one that was a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's Shkulim hei? Each one had their own tafkid, and they worked in coordination together, and each one was great in his own way. And each one had their own chashivas, and each one perfected themselves in his own way and worked together in harmony. Shkulim hei. It's nish bechinam, it's nish kemikra that they were the shluchim of Geula. Leider with the Welt of Sachmo Leichte, Kirv Rechaikim, and Kirv Kravim. As we all know, Moshe and Aaron were the dogma of two brothers. And there was enough reason that Moshe was worried about Aaron, Aaron was worried about Moshe. This musik of being, feeling for one another. Zigmon increases. But the Gemara talks about Moshe and Aaron. More increases of Heumad Beis. Tonu Rabbonim. K'shemen atoiv hayod al ha'roish, yod al ha'zoka. Shemen that goes down on the beard. Skan Aaron hayod al pi medesav. Then the pasuk k'tal chemen. B'shas Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech Aaron. State, two drops of oil went down onto his beard. But Moshe Doig, perhaps I've been moil in Shemin HaMishcha, I've misused, I've used a bit too much. I've been moil in Shemin HaMishcha. Lots of Baskov Omra. Ketal Chemin, just like Tal has got no Mila, Shemin also hasn't got Mila. Vadayin hoy aron doyik. Right, Moshe Bemis wasn't. Moshe used it on Aaron, but Aaron's the one that's got the shemen on his beard. So Aaron think hoy doyik shemen Moshe l'mom ani malti yotzebaskel hinem atuim amom shevzach kamam yochad. Just like Moshe wasn't moil, Aaron wasn't moil. Shteni shitmuk betzav not. He brings the medrash. Steht im Medrash also, steht, in der Posuk says, Kishemen hatoiv hayod al roish, yod ala zokon skan aron. Why is it twice zokon? Steht im Posuk also, steht im Medrash, chenk ziv steip omim, fisha zokon aron kilo hoi az konoi. When Moshe was Moshech aron, he felt, he had a zifil hanor from the fact of the godless that Aaron became the king of Hagam Be'etzim Kunish, should really belong to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Meister, the Benjamin was asking him, asking him, and the Benjamin Machlis, when he goes to Aaron, and I've got so much hanor being Moshe, that Moshe felt it was on his own zop. The fisha yas kan Aaron kilo ayas konoi, v'zeh v'sham ha'akos of sher sachem gam yochat. Once I was one of my brothers in the Woche, he had verteidigt to say, Avshat, what state do I medrash is, that's the mid of Achva. Mid of Achva is not just Yenaz Anebach, you feel for him. There's a darg in Achva, which is sometimes more difficult. To be happy with his simcha like his own simcha. Moshe was happy with Aaron, Aaron was happy with Moshe. And even if it was something which Moshe felt, Kenzain, I should have it for myself, and I lost it, I gave it to Aaron, but the Ma'isef, that's what the Rabbi Nishim wants, and the Chalem mit Emunah, and the Ashgoch, and the Rabbi Nishim, so I'm happy, it's as if it's on my socket. Moshe didn't want to be good for Ali Yisrael. He was scared that Aaron would have Kepeda. So the Rabbi Nishim, don't worry, Varach, have a son of Bilibai. What's the loss of some of Belibai? Belibai Yitzim, Shtet Ayalkut. There's many people, I feel me faginta tzveite, I feel you're happy for him, but you don't want to give him the pleasure that, that he should feel that way. Give him the compliment. Says I sound and his patient Yalkut says, Aaron's simcha was so great he couldn't even express how the gewaltige simcha that he had. So does that when Aaron and Moshe, does that when Moshe and Aaron? So that in from Ta'amit Tzvia, dogma of two brothers, that each one died said about the other one, this is given a musig. There are prime examples of what says. Just like we learned in Sopabas and the Zigmor, as Achim Akravim, we use Losh and Moshe of Aaron. The postulators. I have much they feel for each other, the postulators. So Moshe of Aaron are the dogma for us of two people that had gewaltige greatness, each in their own way, and Lemaisa, each one, how they felt for another one. We yont of a Pesach. Mitzad Echol Pesach teaches us the Yisodis Nemunah. And Emunah doesn't just affect our benon lamukim, Emunah affects our benon lachaveri. Ma'aval nidoisov, someone does something to me. Letzadatoiv, feeling, how can I help someone else? I want to feel for someone else. As oni imach, have a mistake about that you're the oni. And don't just be satisfied giving him, he's asked you for something, give him something. Think into it. Is that really what he needs? Perhaps he doesn't know himself exactly what he needs. On the main bruch of chesed, the pasuk says, "Nosen titen loy, v'lo yei elavoch of sitcha loy." Pasuk in Pashrei, "Nosen titen loy, v'lo yei elavoch of sitcha loy." So Ben Yonah says it's not just good enough in the matnas halei, but the nesinus hayad. Atche nota, but now she's saying the mitzvah sandivus we implant within of some mitzvah sandivus. You have a mold for mitzvah entry, the chetal nevrocha. It was up to Avnim Luim, Ha'ikrim, that there's a taste in Bobasra. The Ches taste says that one Amira forced someone else to give tzedakah. So taste says that there's a klal, that's a mitzvah which is matan schog tzuva betzida, you can't be kaifer. But it's talking about a gewaltige bruch in my yivarecha, b'chol masi yodecha, gewaltige bruch is you get forgiving to talk. How could one amir force another amir to give to talk? You're not kefa mit matan tzchov tzidah. So that's Avnim Ruim brings the Sefer Ikrim. Sefer Ikrim says that the main bruch was state of tzok avat, every tzok has got tzcha. But the scha and the toil of my yivarecha is only on the nidivus alev. If you have to force someone to give tzedakah, how do you get scha? Oh, but that bruch of smach that's only on the nidivus alev. Nidivus alev creates a woman that we are klal yisol nishmas soklus yachad v'achim heim. Why are we achim? We're bonim atam l'ashem lekeichem, says the Rambam. We're one, and if we're one, then we act as one. Then we feel for another, and Baruch Hashem Klal Yisrael is gebench mit Azeifil Tztok of a Chesed. The Benj would help that the Tztok of a Chesed is taken from Mashpia on us, and Ahut Mahalach HaMachshove, feeling for another person, and through that we should take from Zeicha, as Hashat HaHoch, Lashon HaBob Ad Yisrael, Hashat HaAvda, Lashon HaBob B'nei Chayrin, that we should be Zeicha, B'schus Inyan from Tztok and Chesed, and living with the moon in the Rabbein Shalem, that we should be Zeicha, B'korev, to Lashon HaBob Yishalayim.
Amen. Okay.